Blog Talk Radio.
You don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking, and when it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am loved. I know that I am saved. 'Cause even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you, I don't have to be afraid. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good.
My deepest pain.
All right. Welcome. I just love that song, and it's one of ours that we chose back when we started the podcast here, because if I don't know anything else, I don't care if it's for this podcast or if it's for the Sunday night ministry or whatever it is, I know that God is still good regardless of whatever it is. I know I'm loved by him, and I thank God that I know that I'm saved. Hallelujah. So I just love that, and I just pray that that gets you in a right space too. And as we come, I invite you to come and take a seat at the table. No particular chair. You can have a seat in any chair that you want. Take a seat at the table. And we just want to turn the tables with talk a little bit tonight. And I do just want to start by saying that the broadcasts are going to be in archives. So this is our first from a long hiatus. And so I'm glad to be back. And so just invite anyone that they can always come back to the shows and just go in the archives and re-listen to it. You can download it, however it is you want to get the material into your spirit to use it for whatever. Our conversations are always kept on a godly manner. So we're not one person on Sunday and another person on Wednesday. Who we are is who we are. And so that always will surround and be a part of our Heavenly Father. So even though we can talk about earthly conversations, we can get deep and dive into something, we do not, you know, there's no foul language that you will hear used here on the Turning the Tables with Talk. Sometimes that is important to hear others' opinions. And so I'm not asking for anyone to call on and be a yes man to me. I want that feedback. I want to hear what you really feel in your spirit. And at the end of the conversation, we still may agree to disagree, but at least I want to make sure that I have opened my eyes to see your point of view, and I ask that you do the same thing on your side. And so as we just turn this table, it doesn't stay right here, even though I'm in this chair position. It doesn't stay directed at me. I turn it, and I want to hear your voices. And then you can ask questions and continue to go. And as you are speaking, I just ask that you remind yourself that these here, again, are going to be listened to from anybody in the world, basically could listen to the podcast. And so at later times, they're going to come back. And so even though it may not be a live discussion right now about something, go ahead and ask those questions. Go ahead and say those statements and get it out there in the atmosphere, because so many times others will come and then they'll come back and give us feedback or rate the show, and they have those questions and things for us. Normally, I will have my chat room open, but my moderator to moderate that chat room is not here with me tonight. So normally I would have my chat rooms open, and so people can go on to the internet and they just type in the Blog Talk Radio Von Dumas, or many times you can just put in Von Dumas and it'll pull up the Blog Talk, and they don't have to call in. They just through their computer can go in the chat room and they can do shout outs. They can ask questions. They can agree and disagree. Excuse me, and all of those things in the chat rooms. And so we may have people that come into the chat rooms tonight, but I probably would not be able to see them until afterwards, because it is kind of hard to go back and forth from the chat rooms to here. So again, I'm just so excited. I feel in my sister's spirit that this is that time. I have prayed about it and asked God, when did he want us to do this here? And I come on this here. I've had this podcast since 2008, and I was looking at it the other day, and I think I have over 300 different shows on here. But basically, it was just me teaching the Bible and going through things. And then it started in 2019, or the end of 2018, is when my sister, my older, the one that's older than me, Barbara, she's the middle girl, three girls, three boys, she's the middle girl, Barbara and myself, and then it's a brother under us, the consulant, I do apologize, Reggie, and there is the consulant under him, but so it was Barbara, myself, and Reggie. We started the podcast, and I went through the whole thing of selecting our names and all of that. And Turning the Tables with Talk is one of the things on the list that Barbara had, and we all went through several names, and that is the one that we selected. And I'm so glad that we did. It seemed to have worked out for us. We had built our audience, and everything was going great. And then, as you know, life happens, and as she's went on now, and she's, you know, in the presence of the Lord in a totally different way than we are here in time. She's with eternity now. And so it just took me by shock and surprise, and I just could not get back into it. But I have went back and listened to some of the broadcasts. I even listened to the one before she died. We did one that Friday night before she died, that Saturday morning. It is still on here. I was able to listen to that here alive, and I feel so good about that. It was just a good time. It was a very good time. So we're ready to jump back in here, dive back in. She will always be one of the co-founders of the Turning the Tables with Talk. My brother Reggie also will always be one of the co-founders of the Turning the Tables with Talk. And so what we are doing, though, for the rest of the year is I will be having different special guests that'll come in and sit with us, and we'll turn the table to our audience, our callers, and then we will hopefully by February of 2022, on Barbara's birthday, we will select someone to sit in her seat to represent that portion of the Turning the Table Swift Talk. But right now, I just want to go ahead then and get started. We usually do about 90 minutes. Don't necessarily have to do the whole 90 minutes. If you can't stay that long, we appreciate your time that you do put in. It's not too late to reach out and let somebody else know. Text somebody that they can call in. They can jump online. That guest call-in number is 516-666-8431. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-666-8431. And we do kind of keep everything, and for new numbers that are coming in as they come in, like I said, in the chat rooms, I would normally have to look in there to see what they're saying, and we can kind of moderate those because, again, it is on the Internet, so anybody can, as they come to the Blog Talk Radio, they can look on what shows is running right now, and a lot of times people will come in there just with a lot of nonsense. And so if they start to do that and you hear they just get muted, I have either muted it on this end, or if they was in the chat room, we just kind of boot them out of the chat room. But so for tonight, we'll just keep watch on that. And tonight we did not actually, I was going to do my first show last Friday, and I got busy, and the two girls that was we were selecting to be on the co-hosting, I was not able to get them in a slot that we could all agree upon, and so I did not do the show last week. And so this week, it was like the Holy Spirit's like, you need to stop whatever you're doing and make sure you do something. Tonight will be your first night on doing that show. And so we want to make sure as we go forward in the future that we get it out there. I did get it on social medias, but I didn't go back and rebroadcast it and do different things like that to get the attention of everyone. But we definitely do that in the future. But tonight we're just going to welcome who we have, and we're going to continue to move forward and get the number out and tell people about it. So tonight, first of all, Demetrius, are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. And we do have Rita on the line. Welcome so much. We are actually so excited to hear you here on the line
with
us too.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. And so we are, I was thinking, I said, Holy Spirit, you know, what is it that you, what do you want that first show to be about? And he said, I want all of them to be about things that are pertaining, what is going on in your life right now, what's going on in the world, what's important right now, and we see things changing, and I just wanted to, I know that there are a lot of kids right now, young teenagers. I did see today, and praise the Lord, that one teenage girl that someone had reported that was missing, they did find her. It was a black female. She's fine. There is another couple that had ran away, and they did find both of them. And like some states, two or three states away from them, they had hitchhiked and got their stuff there, but they are fine. And so, you know, it could be my kids, your kids, someone that pertains to us, you know. There's a lot of different things going along where I know that we're – it was a young man on one of the campuses. I know it was a HBCU, and this was a very outstanding young man, had a bright future ahead of him, as we all do, and not pretty sure what happened to him, but, you know, they found his body. I think it was Terrell or something like that. So we continue to pray for them, but we continue to keep our eyes open because around us, because there's so much going on, and I know that one of the couples, even the school shooting that went on this week, I'm not for sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but was that the first time that it actually was a young man of color who went in there and did the shooting? Normally, it's not, and it doesn't really matter, but I know this time, and I think, someone had said that he got out on bond on yesterday. So I'm not for sure what the details of that was. But, you know, those are the things that we need to be making sure that we're in prayer about. And I tell everybody, I don't care if your kids are in school or not, you must continue to pray for schools as you pass by schools. As you see these students walking back and forth, pray for these teachers as they are, you know, getting prepared to educate someone, and everyone's not there for the education. Somebody is there because they're forced to be there, or somebody is there for the education, but because of different circumstances, it has them in another mind space. And so we just continue to pray. And so my first question I want to present to the table, and then we'll turn it around for opinions here. And I'm not going to open the lines for everybody at this time. But if you do want to speak, you can get my attention. But I will open the line for Demetrius and Rita if they want to speak at this time on the topic. But do you know of anyone who has been – I know that we got the Gabby young lady, her fiancé or husband is still on the run out there, you know, and they found her. And I think while they were searching for her, somebody else's body was found, a totally different situation, but they were able to find somebody else. And have you heard about any missing people? It doesn't matter, women or men, or in your areas, or even kids that have been found. Or what are some of your things you think why we are going through, why we're having so many people disappear? Not that it hasn't always been happening, but it's continuing to happen. And so with that, I turn the table to whoever wants to jump in first. All right, I will call you then.
Okay, so I will jump in. I really have not been tracking that aspect of things. I was on one of one of your shows when you, Reggie, Barbara were talking about the missing girls, I think specifically in Atlanta, but uh-huh. The black females. And that was very interesting because there's a lot of human trafficking and things going on. And I have followed a little bit with the young lady who was missing by her boyfriend.
Yeah.
That seems to be what they're saying. And so I have followed that a little bit. And it's not that I'm not interested or anything. It's just that, you know, the way that it was done and the fact that he came back, he disappeared, and he's still missing, I guess. And,
exactly.
You know,
they
looked for him and haven't found him. And so that's kind of been, you know, you got to think, is he dead or is he being hidden or is he hiding, you know, himself? And so that's kind of up in the air. So I really have stopped watching that aspect, even though they bring up something every day where they find new evidence and new videos. And as far as it seems like around my area, the missing people who have gone missing for some reason, I mean, thank God, most of them have reappeared. We have had some who have gone missing that have not shown back up. But, yeah, I really haven't followed missing people that much. I mean, one of the things I'm aware of as a female, and I'm always telling my daughter and anyone who will listen, you know, be careful out there and don't give away too much of your information. And, you know, there's this, my daughter was telling me there's this new thing that's going on where, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but, you know, guys will ask you for your phone number, and if you don't give them your phone number, they shoot you. I mean, I think that's kind of crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and that was the first time I heard that, but I asked somebody else, and they were like, yeah, I've heard that before. And it's like, these people, they're just getting weird. And I haven't really been following that other thing that much. But yeah, I pray for those missing people, especially when it's kids and things. You know, not that women have, or even young guys or men, period. Not that there's much choice or selection that you have over that, because when someone wants to adopt and take you, then they're going to do it. They're going to watch you. They're going to track you. I had a case this summer. I heard about it like a few months ago. One of my friends went to court. He was on a jury. Young lady's coworker decided that he wanted to abduct her. You know, he pulled a gun out on her, and sometimes the way he got her to the car, pulled a gun out on her, and she fought him with the gun, you know, and she did not get into that car. And so, you know, she was able to, you know, get loose. But, I mean, just the fact that this guy in his head thought that he could just, you know, take somebody at gunpoint, mind you, because they might have been a little bit interested in them. And the lady said she never showed him any type of, you know, other than a basic hi, never showed him any attention. And, you know, she had to go to court, and, you know, he finally fessed up in court. Yes, I'm guilty. I did it. You know, but other than that, it was, you know, so I think they got him on, like, second degree kidnapping or something. But, you know, the fact that the lady had to go to court on this was, like, really crazy. You know, this a coworker of all people would try to abduct her. So, you know, we all have to be careful.
Yes, we do, because you're right. Someone can be watching you and just decide, you know what, they build their own relationship in their mind. They're in a relationship with you and may have never even spoken to you, but they watch you so much. They start to notice all the different things about you. And then when they decide to take it further, they just get up there and do it. They just try to kidnap you. They try different things. It's a scary thing. I try to tell people all this too. Don't always go the same way. Don't always come out of your house at the same time. Try to mix it up a little bit. And God forbid if as we turn the table, I hear so many women say, oh, he always said, now this is somebody that they know that they've been in a relationship with, or, you know, he always said, you know, that if he can help me, no one will, because he's just talking. So they'll break up and they think they have, the relationship is over, and they go on about their business with whoever and invite somebody else into their life. And now they're putting that person in danger. And I tell them, if people say it, you should listen to what they're saying, because some thought pattern had to go into that for them to even speak those words out. But so many people, we just still are naive about a lot of stuff. Demetrius, what are some of your thoughts on anything concerning either those topics or any new topics?
Well, I don't really watch the news. Probably I should, but I don't. I don't watch the news, but I get a lot of alerts on my phone since I've been here. I get a lot of alerts about children being abducted, and I always pray and say, God, let them release those babies, you know. But, you know, when I was in North Carolina, I did know personally of a girl whose daughter just didn't come home one day. And we'll never know the real story, you know. And then the next day she showed back up. So I do know of cases of that sort. But like I said, only because this particular girl, at that time we were working together. But just to say I watched the news and know, you know, I've heard of human trafficking and know it to be real. But it's just amazing to me how people just pick up people or pick up children and go with them, and that's it's a praying time, as we know.
Yeah, it is, and I think that people think, especially and sometimes males kind of think that, you know, they look on the weaker sex, or they think, oh, this child is weaker than me, I can outpower for them, or oh, this woman is weaker than me, or I can catch her off guard. And, you know, all I got to do is knock her out, and then I can do what I want to do. And it's because, again, a lot of times we're not aware of our surroundings, and we don't keep our eyes open, and we don't notice what color this car is. We don't notice when we go into parking lots, you know, who am I parking beside? Is it a big vehicle? Is it, you know, was something different when I came out of the store? Sometimes we're just on our little route and we just go. That's not the safest thing for us to be doing, and regardless of where we live at. I know that when I grew up, I was thinking about now, even things that I used to do on dates, it's not safe for a lot of females, young females, to do those things on dates. I've met people and, you know, we would exchange numbers, and I guess what Rita just said, if you don't want to give numbers, you better make up some number now to give them. But we would exchange information, and they would come to my house, pick me up, and we would go on a date. I don't really know everything about these people. I mean, do you know everything about anybody? But I guess I didn't. My biggest thing is my mom would always, you know, who are you? Who is your family? Different things like that, and where are you going? And we would go on a date. Well, girls are going out now doing those same things, and they're not coming back. They're not coming back. And I think one of the other biggest things, too, is my mom used to always tell us that whoever we go with, we stick together. I don't care who I meet while I'm there. I'm not going to leave you and go leave with some guy. We're going to stick together. Now, we'll tell them, you find your guy, come on, we're going to all go to this other party together. We're going to all go do this here together. But none of that, you are being sent off by yourself with somebody that you just met out here in the world. We just didn't do that. And now these younger generations, they just don't see the danger. They're still living in that, oh, it'll never happen to me. And so they meet somebody and they be like, oh, I see him every week here at the club, you know. Oh, I know him from work. You really don't know him from work. That's the work personality versus the personality outside of work. And so it's so easy to get caught up in different things like that. But even back in the day, I've been in relationships that guys have did some things that was kind of scary for me, or I got in the car thinking I was just getting a ride up the hill to my house, and we passed the house, end up on this little country road, parked somewhere, you know, and I had to fight myself until he really saw, oh, she's a little crazy, and let me take you back and drop you back off, because he knew I knew him, and I knew of him, and my family knew who was going. I was in that car with, but that was even then, so it's some scary stuff out there, and even for now, we would like to hope that some of the men folk are, you know, much older now, that, you know, that we would be out here dating, that they would be in a different mindset, but not necessarily. It's still some weird dudes out here in the world, just, you know, even though they are a little older, it's still some weird guys out here. So I am going to open up the line for the 252 area code. I think I know who that is. And so if you, no pressure, but if you have any comments on anything, you're more than welcome to speak. As far as your relationships go, what is some of the relationship? Do you have any boundaries in relationships right now, Demetrius, as far as dating? Or is there anything that you look out for in red flags or that you teach your daughter about dating right now in 2021?
Well, I mean, right now we don't really go anywhere because, you know, pandemic and stuff. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I just always, as you mentioned, told her to watch her surroundings. You know, if you go with your friends, stay with your friends. Don't go by yourself, as you said. Even for me going out, you know, if he look a little creepy, I ain't going nowhere with him, and I'm going to let him know. But, you know, we're going to stay close by the house. Or I let my children always know where I'm at or where I'm going. You always let somebody know where you're going, you know. And phones now got GPS. They got location. So just put your location on so somebody can track you, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, get out. You know, don't stay, you know, so.
And that is good. And especially in somebody in your situation, you're just brand new here to San Antonio. And so it's easy for somebody to take you somewhere on the other side of town. Right. And, you know, that's totally different from you. So, yeah, I definitely understand that. What about you, Rita? Any things that you watch out for when you're out there in the world and somebody's trying to get that number from you?
I mean, it's kind of hard to, I guess, ignore people and you know, especially men, because they're so aggressive, you know, they want to date you, and they're like the Incredible Hulk trying to get your number. And I don't like no He-Man, you know, don't pull a He-Man on me, because that doesn't work with me. I mean, I've got my own boundaries, and my boundaries are, you know, I'm looking for meaningful relationships on dating, and so, you know, sex is definitely not part of my, that's definitely a huge boundary. You know, I'm one of those no sex before marriage type, and you know, I know that's hard because, you know, I at my church we even have, you know, conversations on relationships with Bishop. And I tell you, you know, we hear all the time, you know, even the women on the church, you know, they're like, you know, being a female in church is one of the hardest things to do because we all have feelings too, you know, and urges and things like that. And it's just hard. But at some point you just have to respect yourself, you know, and just, you know, maybe when you were younger, maybe you did that type of stuff, but when you get older, you kind of respect yourself. You know, you start thinking about everything that you lost over the years, the things that you could have been done better. And so as you think about those things, then, you know, that I would say that that's probably one of my main things. I'm not one of those people. You know how the people like, oh, well, we go Dutch. I don't care who pays. It makes me no difference, you know. If we go out mm-hmm. and eat, let's just eat. I mean, we're not going to make a remedy. It's not going to be a routine where I'm paying all the time or he's paying all the time. But it's, you know, it should be a shared thing. Because, I mean, dating is just that. You're just getting to know each other. And one of the things that I look for is a Christian man, a person who respects God and loves God and someone who wants to go to church. And, you know, I don't look for those party animals. You know, that's not my thing. So, those are just some of the things, you know. I mean, maybe my rules might be a little too strict, but those are just my rules, the way I feel about myself. And so I think that you have to have some self-respect for yourself. And if you have that self-respect, then it's a lot of things that you will not do that you might have done years ago, but you won't do them now because you respect yourself.
Exactly.
So,
no.
I mean, other than that, I don't have too many things. I tell all my girlfriends, you know, just because they don't have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree doesn't mean he's not the person for you. You know, not everybody sure. goes to college. You know, you have people who, you know, maybe they're a maintenance guy, you know, a trash person. Trash collectors these days, I believe, are called maintenance guys, and maybe that's what they do. And, you know, that's not a pitiful job. It's a job. And sometimes that's what we have to deal with, you know. I mean, I know people who are probably maintenance men, and, you know, they don't have any problems with money because they know how to save money, and they've done it for years. So it's not necessarily, you know, just because you have a master's degree doesn't mean that he has to have it. But on the same token, it's not your job to put him through school to get to where he needs to be so that he does have it, you know, just because you already have it.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs>
Well,
That's about my limits.
So I agree with that. I don't know how you feel about that, Demetrius, but I agree. We've had some shows here before, and some of the guys, I know Brother Tony and Brother Reggie, they was all saying different things about a man's perspective as far as us going on dates. We're just getting to know each other, and then if sex becomes a part of that dating, because there are still people who go on one date and they're in the bed that night and they still say, girl, it just happened, you know. And you've got to know what it is that you will allow to happen before you even go on that date. So I think that a lot of times that we in the back of our minds, we say, you know, ooh, he's a good, you know, he's good guy, you know, you like your look, you like his style, and you thinking, well, I want to do this. And so you go out on that first date knowing that, oh, yeah, I'm probably going to sleep with him tonight. And so the man on the show was just bringing to our attention that once it goes there, you know, it's at another level. We may still just be thinking, oh, yeah, we're dating, but it may be at another level in their mind now. Now, they may still want to date other people, but still that they're looking at you a little differently now. And sometimes with females, we think that because we went on this date or, again, God forbid, if we get intimate, then that, you know, everything is we're in a big relationship, but we haven't laid out any game plans. And that's why I like to be upfront. I want you to know that, no, I don't have any intentions of sleeping with you, of sleeping with anyone outside of being my husband. So have those conversations with men to just look them in their eyes, and you watch their demeanor, and you watch about them, and they may say one thing, oh, it's okay, Vaughn, you know, I ain't like that either. I'm like you too. But you start to watch them. You check them out. You start to see the little bitty things about them if they really are okay with that, you know, if it's just something that one more step just to get you to where they want to be or if they're really okay with that. And then
I'm not afraid either of dating someone who doesn't have their success in a certain way. You got successful because you did this or that. No, as long as you're not a street pharmacist is how you became successful, or you know, something else illegal.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter to me as long as you have found success somewhere in your life at this point in my life, you know. So for younger people, I know that they're still maybe getting their plan together. But at this point in your life, you may switch and add something else to your plan, but you should have something in line right now that you're going to be dateable. You can't, to me, I'm not going to date you at this point in my life, and you don't even have a vehicle. It's just not going to happen. But it doesn't matter where you're at on this journey. You're either going to, you know how to work money now. You figured out how to save. You figured out how to make your money work for you, or you haven't. And there are a lot of old fools who just have not figured it out. They have no intention of figuring it out. Everything that God puts in their hands, they spend it. They give it to somebody else because, you know, whatever it is. Demetrius, what about success? Does the man have to have something? Is it any requirements for you to check off in order for you to consider dating him? Or what are your feelings towards that?
Well, I mean, basically, like she said, or like you said, if he has a job, if he knows how to manage his money, we good. But he needs to have a job because I can't take care of him. And so he needs to have a job at least. And as you said, what you say, street pharmaceutical? Yeah, I need him not to be there. But, but you know, now if he's too educated, I might feel like he might not want me, so I might not mess with him. But, you know, but if he's smart, he's smart. You know, hey, everybody got their own preference of what they like, you know. But as I said, he needs to at least have a job.
Have you ever dated someone that was had a PhD or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I guess you said if he was too smart, that just made me kind of think, is it anybody? Because I love smart guys. I think that's so attractive, a smart, intelligent man. Now, I don't want him to be a know-it-all, you know? I think that's
right.
Different. That...
I feel like he might not want me because he's so educated. I know what I know, but I might not be smart enough for him. Like some men I noticed, especially older men, well, because now I'm in that bracket, as we talked about one time before, is that they are political. Like they know stuff about politics and stuff. I'm like, I don't have a clue about none of that. I just don't. I don't watch the news, and that just does not, I mean, I don't have a clue what that is. And they might want somebody who know that, you know, so that's what I mean by that.
Or they may, you know, whatever he knows, eventually you're going to know a little bit about it, just being in the present. And there's other things that in life that you may have learned that they may have been into their books so long that they didn't even have time to learn about this other stuff that you was common day for you to know. And so you still bring some valuable things to the table. But you're right. I understand, though, if our conversations can't match up and be interesting, yours is coming from one angle and mine is coming from another, and we're just not clicking, it's not coming there. I have met some people like that. They were know-it-alls. Anything that was conversation that was started, they had a, you know, but no, you shouldn't look at it like this because this. No, I think I'm okay the way I look at it. I'm willing to listen to the way you look at it too, but yeah, we do have to come be able to keep it interesting. But I have met people also that were just kind of nerdy. They had just been into that life and got into their job so early, and so the dating thing wasn't something that they really stuck into. They tried it, got hurt, jumped back into their little work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they were glad to now find someone that they could really talk to and be a part with. It was just that particular person for me was, well, he was too young, I guess. He was too young because he had not, even though he was older, he still wanted kids. And, you know, he wanted that. And he deserved to have to find somebody who could give him those things. That portion of my life was already done and settled, you know. I can't have kids and do all those things that he wanted, but he was a good guy. We could sit and just have conversations. Even after 4 months of kind of hanging out, it was still nothing boring about it. He was so excited about things that he just missed somewhere in life, you know. And it's definitely compatible. But what if he... I don't know. I have to watch myself sometimes, too, because at this point, it kind of don't matter if I date or not. I haven't been on a date in forever because, I don't know. I got other things to do. First of all, don't want to be caught up being this picky woman, though. I have a friend. She just met somebody, and he still stays with his mom. And he's 55,
I said I'm kind of laughing at that one.
Exactly. I could. He had a job. He had money. But and it wasn't that he was there taking care of his mom. He never saw a reason to move out.
Wow.
Like I said, he has a vehicle. He has everything that he should have, but his own place. And so she kind of felt like, well, this is a safe thing for me because, you know, we've agreed that we're not going to be having sex. So she said that, you know, she don't think he would disrespect his mom's house by trying something. So, I don't know. See, that one for me, no, I would be laughing too. I don't think I could. I need you to know what your own feels like. I need you to know, I don't know. And see, that could just be picky. She said, Vaughn, you're just too picky. And it could be. She has someone and I don't, but I'm good. But I just don't think I could go there. I don't think so. A little much. I do understand if you have to move back home to take care of your parents. I get that. I really do. I get that. And that's a different situation. But to never have had a desire to move or you've tried to move or whatever, that's a little much for me. That is a little much. All right. Well, I just want to remind everyone again, Sports Turning the Tables with Talk, and I am the moderator for tonight. I am Vaughn Dumas, and the call-in number that you're more than welcome to put on your social media pages, call someone and let them know. And we even have a few more minutes for tonight, so we're going to turn the table and jump into a different conversation here. But you can definitely text someone or let them know that they can join the archives and come back and listen to the broadcast and always remind them to rate the show. And that call-in number again is 516-31, 516-666-8431. All right. Well, we're going to any other conversation pieces on the relationships of how we are to protect ourselves out here from the different things that's going on before we go to our next topic. All right. Well, you know, I was, as far as we're just touch briefly here on our health, you know, it's a lot of different things that are out here in the world that's telling us now on social media, on TV, even our friends, our coworkers are all, you know, this here is the right thing now to do for your health. women's health, men's health. We're divided in such ways, you know, over did you take the shot? Do you not take the shot? Are you going to get the booster? It's a big division. And but in this day and time, we are seeing, because of the different division, and a lot of it is, of course, political, but we find that it's a lot of citizens, people are now kind of taking things into their own hands. We call them Karen sometimes, or for a moment we was telling them bye, Felicia. But we have a lot of different people that are more bolder to speak out and just come in your face and try to provoke you because you decide not to do this or you decide to do this. As far as our own health-wise, it is very important that we do get to doctors and keep ourselves checked, do checkups and annually or whatever is recommended. But some of the other things is for, as on social medias, I know the Yoni Pearls. I don't know if you heard of Yoni Pearls, but that is a big thing that is, you know, saying that every woman, you know, you must use the Yoni Pearls now, just to keep yourself together. There's a lot of other things out there. But, of course, I do agree with things like we could definitely do together. We spoke about one time trying to form some kind of Zoom class where we could all work out together, where we could get ourselves, do things like that. We can all work out regardless of what our size is. We all need to be moving and doing something. I think that's, I agree with that. As far as what you take to keep you healthy, I know that even now I've heard so much about edibles and that I had to stop and ask, what exactly are edibles? And then they reminded me, okay, yeah. So I know that people say now is some things in the edibles is supposed to be good for women's health. And, you know, when people are convinced that they want to do something, whether it's right or wrong, they will go a long way and push hard and harder to try to convince others that, you know, that this is what you need to do and why this is beneficial to you. But on the table, let's just sit there. First of all, have you heard any chatter about the edibles that seems like everybody is seem to, I don't know so much about in the professional worlds, but I do know a lot of people that are in a lot of different groups, even inside of the church house, because it's more than six people that I know through word of mouth, and they are all under the roof and leadership of somebody. And but they are, now they got these different edibles that they are eating, which is not only getting them a high, but the things that's supposed to be added to the edibles are now supposed to be cleansing the body and doing different things like that. And then as far as the putting it all out here on the table, you pick up whatever it is that you want to speak on. The next one is the Karens are, you know, I think they're getting a little bit more bolder. And Karens, I would say, thinking comes in all different races. I know that sometimes that just kind of jumps out there as for one race, but, wow, I've met some Karens in some other races too. And I don't know what it is that's making them so bold or to just walk up and ask, are you vaccinated? And if you're not, you know, they're up in your face. They're going off. They're doing all these different things. And it's just a provoking thing. I have a friend that her son was in a road rage incident. And it just started from a little bitty thing until they end up, you know, pulling over somewhere and her son got shot, you know. Praise the Lord, he's survived. But, you know, even in some stuff like that, that her son got shot, could have lost his life over just something that started about, they felt like that you didn't stop at the stop sign, you didn't do a complete stop. And they wanted to call the police and wanted him to wait there until the police is called and different things like that. And he tried to take off. They took off after him. Little things like that is just getting, I don't know what it is that's filling the world, the people in the world today there. But animosity is just something that they wake up with, and they're just, if you run into the wrong person, you don't know what kind of situation you could be in before you get back to your house that evening. So let me just lay that out there on the table, and I will turn it to anyone, and I ask you to just pick up something, and let's see what is your opinion on either in any of those topics.
Well, you had me at a loss because I was like, edibles, what is that? Where I be living in?
I had a clue. I didn't know we were talking about underwear or marijuana.
Right. I had, because until you said they get high and other things, I was like, you know, I still might got a picture, but I don't know. So I don't know where I be living, but I ain't hearing none of that.
Oh my goodness! Oh wow! Yeah. Well. Yeah, they are. It is for real, and even on social media, I know definitely on TikTok, it is so many different people. I mean, our age are on here showing you how to prepare different edibles, and they're got all of this stuff in it now that you're not getting the high beneficiary, but it's also supposed to be a cleansing thing for the female body. And some of the men are on there, and it's got something on there for testosterone. And so men at a certain age, you may be low on testosterone, and they got this stuff in the edibles, and it's supposed to be doing all of this. But again, I am convinced, first of all, I think they just want to get high. And because a lot of these people are, you know, a Christian, I think that you have found a way to kind of hide behind something. So you're getting high just because you're saying that this is the only way that you're going to cleanse your body. I don't know what it is, but has got so many people trying to convince others that, oh, it's okay to do this now. It's okay because we're not looking at the high side of it. We're just looking at the what it's doing for your body. But, yeah, it's definitely real out there. Well, what about the Karen situation? Have you had any situations of any Karens? Have anybody ever came and asked you just straight up, have you been vaccinated or?
I mean, I've had people to ask, but not in a angry type way, you know.
Okay.
They just say, hey, well, have you or what do you think about X, Y, Z? And, you know, so I let them know, you know. I mean, but so far as you said, Ms. Vine, what is it that makes Christians do things and say, oh, it's okay because of this benefit? I think we forget sometimes the Bible says that it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And so they forget that, hey, you're doing this, but what is it? Is it really of God? You know, and we, because we're so busy, we want to do it our way and then say, oh, well, God, you know, what you think about? Sometimes we ask them. But then the other times we just go on our way and think, oh, well, this must be right. Because if, you know, we still in the flesh, so we, if it feels good, we do it, what we think. Okay, and so we forget that, is this really God's way for us? And why do we need this to cleanse our body when people have been cleansing for years using fruit and that's it, and, or doing other things? And so, and you know, my mom reminds me sometimes, and she'll say every now and then what the scripture says, if he don't hurry up and shorten the time, the very elect gonna miss out. And so we got to keep in mind at all times that God still sees us. He's still on his way. And will you be ready? What will he catch you doing when it's all done? Mm-hmm. I think. So we put that out of mind sometimes. Right on. Where we're really, where we're going, what we're doing.
So it is. To have gave the best parts of you to the world, and nothing else is left, you know, to give to God. You're right.
Yeah.
I think so too. What about your radio? You heard anything about the? Has anybody just came up to you and asked you if you were vaccinated or any other little thing like that?
I mean, I'm probably one of those people who have more conversations with people about the vaccine than anyone. I am fully vaccinated, and I voice my opinion all the time with people and ask them, you know, why won't you get vaccinated? My daughter's not vaccinated. And, you know, tell her, well, who? Not at all. And I'm tell her, like, who's going to take care of your kids if you get sick? Because I can't, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I have coworkers. I have one coworker who is almost on the brink of quitting because she's highly against being vaccinated. And so, you know, she's ready to quit or come up with some medical thing, you know, maybe she's like low, maybe her immunization or her anemia, something is low, I don't know. But, you know, I think it's a disgrace, especially if you have kids, where you will not get vaccinated, because right now it's the kids who are getting this disease more than adults now, because the adults are vaccinated. I don't know what the long-term things are going to be, you know, implications are going to be. You know, I would hope that the vaccines that they made are not going to make us go crazy or have cancer in the end or grow two heads or not be able to conceive. You know, we could be wiping out the whole human world. Who knows? But right now, it's enough people getting sick that's passing this disease around. And it's killing people. And, you know, they tell me, oh, it's like the flu. I'm like, well, the flu didn't kill like 700,000 people in 2 years. When I look at the flu, maybe it killed 30, 40, 50,000 people, but not 700 people, you know. And I have coworkers who, you know, they're mad because, oh, we work for the government and they're forcing us to get vaccinated. You know, at first it was like, okay, you don't have to get vaccinated, but you're going to have to get checked every week. And now it's like, you're going to have to be vaccinated. And I'm like, what? You know, what is wrong? You know, and I say, well, you had your measles, your mumps, your rubella, your polio, your tuberculosis, and your, you know, you even have like the chicken pox now. And so what's the problem with getting the vaccination for this? It's going to save lives. And so, I mean, I guess I would be the Karen in this sense.
Yeah.
I don't go around jumping on people, but if they tell me that they're not vaccinated, they do get a lecture. You know, you know, I'm going to give them that lecture because I think that, you know, you're putting me at risk, because the reason I say you put me at risk is I'm one of those overweight people. I'm sure most of us are. You know, and that's one of the reasons that you can get this vaccine early if you were in that, I don't want the vaccine. Well, what's your reason? I'm overweight, you know? And so, you know, it doesn't, you know, with the flu, most of the time you're not going to go to the hospital and get put on a respirator, you know? They're going to you know, tell you to go home and take some, drink some chicken soup or something and get in the bed and rest. And so, yeah, I guess I would be the Karen on this one. And I don't think
I think so.
Yeah, putting people at risk, and I'm okay with, you know, when it was the adults who were dying, it was kind of okay. But now that the children are the ones who are being hospitalized more, I have a problem with it. And, you know, the people who are, you know, and like I say, the people who are telling you not to get this shot, the congressmen, the senators, the ex-presidents, all of those people, they've had the vaccine. They're fully vaccinated, looking for their, they're looking for their, what's the booster shot? You know, but they're telling you not to be vaccinated. And, you know, it's like, how can you listen to that? That's crap, you know? How can you listen to it? And so, yeah, I guess I'm the Karen.
And so
but I don't
do you recommend that your grandkids get it?
I mean, so my grandkids are like, well, the one is 9, so she's not eligible yet. But if they take it from age 5 to 15, then she would be eligible. The other one is 9 months, so 10 months, so she's definitely not eligible. But if they were my kids at that age, they would definitely get the shot. And any of my nieces or nephews or cousins or whoever that's 15 or older, they would get the shot. You know, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, I don't understand why people can't see these, you know, deaths going on around you that don't have to happen. And they just don't see it or understand it. And
yeah,
about the Yannis, I didn't look up the Yannis, but I don't think I'll be trying that. And the edibles, I'm not probably. You know what, as far as I'm concerned, most of the people who are already doing this have been doing it for years anyway. And, you know, some people say it helps them. And I'm okay if they say it helps them. But, you know, I'm not sure it's a Christian thing or if people are trying to get away with it because, you know, I'm a Christian, but this is a medical thing and I can claim that.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you most of those people have already been doing this anyway. As far as
I kind of feel that too. It's just a kind of way kind of to hide behind now, you know. They feel like I got a reason now, that's why I'm doing it. I feel that same thing. And so we have determined that you are the Karen, and that's correct. Nice to meet you. And
but don't you work from home? I do, but even the people who tell me at home that they're not getting it, you know, while we're working or, you know, it's only certain people. Most people have gotten it. It's the few people who tell me that they haven't gotten it, to tell you the truth, they're Republicans. And you know, I even though they tell me, oh, no, I'm an independent. Like one person tells me he's an independent, and I'm like, no, every view that you've ever given me has not been Republican. I mean, not been Democrat, and it has not been independent, you know. And the same thing for my daughter, same thing for my other coworker. And, you know, to me it's like, you know, I get on them about the January 6th thing all the time, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. I would be Karen in that aspect too. You know. Yeah.
And so I guess it's safe to say then that you would not date anyone who has not been vaccinated.
I'm not necessarily saying that because I feel that I'm vaccinated, and there's still okay. So there's this thing out there is called VERS, like VAERS, that gives the statistics of everyone who has died or been infected with COVID. So my one coworker told me, oh gee, over 250,000 people have vaccinated people have died who got COVID while they were vaccinated. And I was like, I don't even believe that. I said, if you told me it was 10,000, then I would definitely agree with you. So I went out at VERS while I was talking to him. I'm like, oh, look, 4,200 and certain odd people have died who were vaccinated. And I said, so where did you? She said, I got it off of VERS. And I'm like, I'm looking at VERS, just where you told me to go. And this is what it's saying. So I wouldn't necessarily say that I would not date a person who is not vaccinated because I can still get the COVID. The only thing is I'm vaccinated. If I get sick, it probably will not be as long. I probably will not require hospitalization. So it's not really going to make a difference whether or not I'm vaccinated or not. Part of my thing is it's just, you know, I do check my social distancing. I'm still doing the, you know, you're not allowed in my house thing. You know, people come to the house to do work. That's a different thing. But, you know, I'm not really socializing a lot. I haven't gone out to any cookouts. And my services at church haven't started. So, yeah, I can't say that I would not date an unvaccinated person. I would probably have a problem with it, but knowing that I can still get COVID-19 vaccinated, then, you know, I don't think it makes a difference whether I date a person that's vaccinated or unvaccinated. I can get it and spread it too.
Yeah. And I think people misunderstand that too, even though that you are vaccinated. You still could be a carrier, you know.
Yep.
And I think then the question would be to whoever would be dating Karen, if you know, you can beat them, but would they be able to put up with hearing all of the things that you as Karen has got to say to them about not being vaccinated? So I don't know how that would work. So,
yeah, that might be a problem.
Yeah, that might
be a problem. That might be a problem for them. They're going to have to be an awful strong man.
Wow.
I mean, really strong.
Oh, my goodness. As we're continuing to pray, then we need to know exactly what to pray for, be specific. So you're right. We need a very strong man for you.
But what I call the guy? Not a lumberjack. I don't want a lumberjack.
Yeah, not no
he-man.
I
had one guy who I met him at a New Year's Eve party, and he was telling me, give me your number. And I was like, I don't want to give you my number. He was said, well, take my number and give me a call. And I took his number, but, you know, I lost that number immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't let me run into him again. So.
New Year's Eve party the next year. Yeah. I'm very particular, too, about things. You can ask me for my number, you know what? And it's up to me to decide if I want to give it to you or not. But you tell me to give me... I don't know. See, liberty, things like that, it just red flags for me. Give me your number. You don't demand me to give you anything or to do anything. You can ask me for my number. But I do have to say, I don't know. I kind of do. Fortunately, there are, when it's serious, people around me at some place like that, I used to have a lot. They're very respectful. But I do, on a daily basis, I've got some kind of sign or something on me right now that I attract a certain type of man that I have no interest in at all. And it's still that old guy that's still talking about, ooh, baby, you know, girl, cause, you know, that doesn't, you know, I don't get no interest out of that at all. Actually, it really makes my skin kind of itch, just like, oh my God, you know, whose granddaddy is this? Somebody come and get this gentleman, you know. But you know what? We're going to, you know, it's getting cold there. And are you cooling down at all in Jersey right now?
It's like 66 degrees right now, so it'll probably run down to like probably, I always say like a 20 degree drop during the night, but tomorrow it'll probably be back up to like the 70s or 80s. I mean, it's been up and down. So, I mean, it's comfortable enough to work, you know, outside, if that's what you want to do. But it's not comfortable enough right now to go swimming if that's what you're into.
Okay, so you're not still in the 90s or anything here. You're still,
no.
You know.
No.
Yeah, okay.
This is my temperature, you know. I like it when it's in the 70s and low 80s.
All right, all right. Well, girls, I have enjoyed just taking some time just to kick everything back off. And I, again, just get the word out there, and let's see, can we move forward? So right now, this is the 8th of October, so we will not do one on next Friday because I really want to get the I want to get the word out there. I want to get it pitched up. I want to get our lines full, and I got to get someone to manage some of the chat rooms for me. I noticed that we did have 12 people in the chat rooms tonight, and so that's awesome there. And so as we continue to do that, but as we, before we get up from the table, I thank you so much for having a seat tonight. But before we get up from the table, of all the things that we've kind of talked about tonight, and I definitely want to get some male opinions on the line with us. I definitely love it when whatever we're talking about, whether we're talking about politics or what relationships or whatever we're talking about, I love having diversity. So we want to make sure we definitely can get some diversity in here so we can hear the different opinions, the different way that people think. And I can even tell different people, you're different region. You can be from the East Coast or the West Coast, and people think so different about so many things. And it was a young lady, she is from one of the Carolinas, and she said she – her husband is from New York, and he had never heard the expression, what was it? It was raining, and the sun came out, and she said the devil's beating his wife, and he thought she was crazy, and she was like, please, somebody tell me you've heard this before. So, differently. And then she went on a little farther and said that, I don't know how the phrase went, but if you put your ear, if you listen to the ground during that time, you'll be able to hear the rumbling or something. I'd never heard that one, but it's just so interesting to me of how people, different people think different things about different opinions. And so we definitely want you to get the word out, see what we can do, get some more opinions on here. So we're going to meet up then on the Skip of Friday, that next Friday, and I will check with that to just see as long as I get my my guests in order, because I do have someone from the Heart Association who's going to be coming on one night. We just got to coordinate because she was kind of full for the year, really, but she's going to try to come in here and just talk to us about Heart Association as far as women health, as far as men health, some of the signs sometimes that we may overlook. So different things like that, we do want to, even a mental health expert we're trying to get to just come on here, because it's a stigma and still in 2021 about mental health. And so we just want to uncover and shed some light on some of those things. And then think about different other topics that are may seem heavy to others, but it's something that is important that if we break it down in the right way, we can all take a bite of it and digest it because it's important to us. And so as we continue to go, continue to think of different things that we can add to our format, and we'll definitely get it on the table, and let's see if we can get some wisdom up out of it. But before we go, let's just turn this table one more time. And I just ask for any closing remarks on all the things that we spoke of tonight, any closing remarks. And let's go ahead and start with you, Karen, and you give us yours, and then we'll go to Demetrius. Now, Karen always got something to say. Rita, you know you're Karen for the rest of the night. So,
oh, you know what? I was on mute, so I was talking. I said, you know, I'm looking for a husband. So, you know, continue to keep me in your thoughts there. You know, keep that he man away.
That's
you,
yes,
yeah. Man
yes.
With some money.
okay. Don't matter.
The conversation tonight was very good, and I thank you for the topic. One of the things that I would like to talk about is in the future. I'm looking at that infrastructure bill, and I definitely mm-hmm. like that heart. Because of my recent episode, I do like the hard mm-hmm. conversation, but I think we need to think about that infrastructure bill and, you know, what it does for us, just in case there's any independents on the line
yeah.
who can sway. You know, independents mean a lot. You know, they mean a lot when it comes to the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. So maybe we can
That's
sway
right.
some of them to, you know, think in a way that helps people, because, I mean, that's the part of it. You know, I guess people think that I'm more of a socialist, which I don't think that. I think that if I have it to give to somebody that needs it, then let's do that, you know. So I'm one
of
those
course.
People. Let's help
yeah.
people. You know,
me
so
too.
I'm
yes,
all for
yes.
that.
And that bill is, what, $1 trillion that Senate passed?
Yeah,
3.5. I think it was $1 trillion. Yeah.
Well, they want 3.5, but I think the Joe Manchin only wants 1.5, and he's a Democrat, but I think from Virginia, so he's not necessarily prone to go up to that full amount, even though the people in his country need it, in his county, in his state, they really need the money,
yes.
but they prefer to be poor. So, what can he do?
Yeah, most definitely. And we will definitely, and before you know it, Demetrius, you'll be in here talking some politics. So,
CNN. I go back and forth between CNN and Fox, and so I get both views.
And
yeah.
then as we're continuing to pray for this husband, for Rita, that was kind of, we just need to not be a he-man and have money. So it doesn't matter, do you date different nationalities? It doesn't matter their race?
Oh, I don't care. I'm a people's person. Like, I like music.
Awesome.
I'm a people's person.
Amen. Don't matter, tall, short, don't matter. I don't know why you're still on the market.
You know, I guess because I'm not out there making myself available. You know?
Oh, yeah, I guess we got to do that. True. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Demetrius, what is your closing words before you get up from the table tonight?
First, let me say thank you for inviting me. You're definitely pushing me out of my comfort zone. This is all new to me. So so thank you for that. And it was really exciting to kind of be here. So,
Well, continue to make sure that our young people are being more observant about where we're going, who we're with, even, you know, we are carrying conversations with. Sometimes as kids, we teach our kids, you know, you don't go up to strangers and accept candy. You don't go up to strangers to help them find their puppy or things. But sometimes as we get older, we look at the outside of a package or what this man is driving or what we think we know of him from work, and we're more easily to find ourselves in situations that are not healthy and to remain in those unhealthy situations much longer. And so we just ask you to continue to reach out there and whatever wisdom, words of wisdom, we don't have to beat anything into anybody, but just want to make sure that we are been examples for them, that we have words of wisdom that we can pass along. And then we want to make sure that we keep the oil in the lamp. We want to make sure that we remember that Jesus is coming back. He's coming back, and probably sooner than later. No man knows the day, the time, or the hour, but probably sooner than later. And so we want to make sure that we don't get caught up in all of the different things that are being presented to us out in the world, regardless of how they present it to you. Then now this is the thing to do. It's okay for the edibles. It's okay for the yoni pearls. It's okay for all these different things. And so we just want to make sure that we are aligning ourselves and we're in prayer about everything before we reach out and do it. We're presenting it to our Heavenly Father, and He's going to direct us. He will be that light for us, and He will direct us on which way to go, that we do not be finding ourselves waiting for Him, speaking the word, saying one thing, but living a totally different life, and He come back and catch us. We're not even prepared. We're not even in a position to receive Him. And some of the blessings that right now that He wants to give us, sometimes we're not in a position to receive them because we have allowed our flesh to take us into different arenas that we can't even understand or even feel or hear or receive the blessings that He has for us. But together, sister to sister, brother to brother, brother to sister, we can help each other. We are our brother's keeper, and we can get to where we need to be. So you stay on your post. I stay on my post. And as you go from the table tonight, take love with you, take peace with you, take the power of the Lord with you. And remember, if you don't know anything else, just know that God is good. He's not just good today. He's good tomorrow and forevermore. So, again, this is your moderator. I am Minister Vaughn Dumas in sunny San Antonio, Texas. And this is Turning the Tables with Talk. And we'll see you on the next time. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night. Good night.
Good Bye-bye. Night.
You don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking, and when it dies, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am. I know that I am saved. Cause even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you. I don't have to be afraid. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you